Hello everybody, Danny Miles here, hope you're all well. Sorry that I haven't been around recording much lately, but it's been busy out in the field, and now taking a chance to send you a message and pose a few thoughts before it all goes, well, a little bit quiet again, but don't tune away because there's always something going on. However, in the next couple of weeks, I'm not doing so much work out in the field, and I will be doing a lot of technical changeovers with changes of laptops and things like that in the next couple of weeks. So lots of training and things like that involved. But I will be, as I usually post audio boosts from my iPhone, quite able to do that sort of thing and still keep in touch with you on social media. And of course, I will be doing some work out and about in the field, and I'll try and keep you up to date with leisure and work activities as they happen. But today I thought I'd reflect on something which one of my wonderful followers and posting colleagues here on Audio Boo mentioned in a direct message to me about a couple of weeks ago now, probably, and that's MZRQ. And what she was saying to me was that she feels that social media is fantastic because it allows herself and myself as visually impaired people, but people with disabilities in general, the opportunity to not be judged, because if you're physically disabled but are able to speak and record something quite happily, or if you're visually impaired but are able to work behind something like Jaws for Windows or another screen reader on a blog, nobody is any the wiser unless you tell them about your situation. Now, I quite often mention my situation. For example, this obviously comes up quite a lot in work environments and being employed. Now, I choose to mention my impairment quite often. One, because it's necessary. Secondly, because I don't wish to lie. That's not saying that people who don't mention it are lying. It's not disclosing something which you don't have to disclose until the point when you do. It's a tactical move, and I totally appreciate that and recognise the good reasons behind it. But I'd rather that I mention it and find out whether people are going to take me at face value and trust me for who I am, rather than working with people or trying to work with people or get a job with people who might bail out on me at the last moment because they've decided that actually now they've found out that I'm visually impaired, they're not quite so happy about it. But thirdly, of course, in some of the lines of work that I do, it's actually quite an advantage. And it's actually interesting because I was having this conversation on a LinkedIn group recently about how much disability knowledge a mainstream sports coach needs in order to coach disabled people. And if you've seen my website or maybe listened to some of my other audio boos, you'll know that I'm quite a strong believer in having personal experience of a situation or a condition that you speak about or train on or coach in. If you don't have that experience yourself, then certainly extensive experience of working with people who are in that situation or have that condition, I think, is very important. Anyway, so I thought it was a very interesting point by MZRQ, and I can, as I say, definitely see the reasons behind these thoughts, and I totally agree in that whilst it's very difficult for me to administrate my website without sighted assistance, because the fact of things like Twitter and Facebook and Audioboo having a template already set and you're just uploading content, it's very easy to manage. And in fact, there are some very capable blind website designers, but I haven't quite got that far yet. It loses me a bit, maybe because I've never had sight. I don't have a concept as to what looks right and what should go where. Maybe it's just a lack of confidence, but HTML works for me, but CSS and visual layout and all that sort of thing goes a bit over my head. But I will be updating my website soon. I'm pleased to say that I'm hopefully about to start working with a new Access to Work support worker here in the UK, and I'll introduce you to her certainly by name and welcome her in once everything's settled. And if I'm lucky, she may even speak to you. You never know. So that's something to look forward to. But thank you to MZRQ for that, for those thoughts. And if anybody else has any experiences, either in the employment field or just in life generally, about the positives or even the negatives, maybe if you found some of social media and the opportunities which it does or doesn't provide for interaction. Of course, I believe in face-to-face interaction where possible, and I do a lot of my chats on the phone because I prefer to speak to people face-to-face. But as I say, I definitely see the advantage of being able to be independent and upload content and interact with people on an even keel, as mentioned by MZRQ. So if you've got any thoughts on that, please do add to the discussion. I'd love to hear from you. And I shall catch you very soon. I am off to investigate what's going on in the world of football right now, whilst typing away on a proposal for my new Mushroom FM radio show, because I'm very close to setting up my mixer. Once I've got my new laptop, I'll be setting up my new mixer, and then we'll be back on Mushroom FM, all bright and spangly and shiny and new. So as I say, lots to look forward to, but for now, I'll leave you looking forward to a bit of rest. Take care.